Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Come on, man. You gotta be impressed with that. You have to be impressed with that.
That's called timing.
It's the I have nothing if not timing.
Come on!
Oh, I screwed it up!
Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I said I have nothing if not timing.
Oh, nothing. God. So, I watched a lot of baseball today.
Moo.
And I read Monday Morning Quarterback.
Moo.
And Peter King is picking the Colorado Rockies to win the National League West.
I can see that.
I cannot.
Can I give you reasons why?
I would love to hear your reasons why, and I'll give you one reason why they won't. Please, okay. Go.
Give me your one reason why they won't.
Mine's going to have more power if I tell you why after you
Okay, so the Rockies have a winning record the last two seasons against the San Francisco Giants.
Yes.
They have a reasonably decent record against the Dodgers, particularly in Los Angeles. They've won some big games there. Against the Padres and Arizona, they struggle a bit in Arizona. I think they'll be better against San Diego. Okay, but so where you make your bones in the National League West
is what you stay classy, San Diego.
Is what you do outside of your division.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can make hay against, say, all the other teams, and all, like, for instance, you know, I believe they play the AL Central here this year. So if you can make hay with them,
AL Central's pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, Detroit, I mean, they can rake it.
Cleveland.
I mean, it's going to be, listen, I'm not saying, but the Rockies are pretty good too, man. The Rockies have a really good offensive and defensive lineup in terms of the field.
I think the Rockies will go to the playoffs. I think they'll win 86, 87 games and go to
over,
the playoffs.
Over, under, I believe what start of the season was 85.
I'm going slightly over.
I believe that's I've said 90. I believe they're going to win 90 games. They can handle the Giants. The Dodgers collapse in the playoffs.
That's playoffs. That's not. Plus, this is a different
If you can, okay. So if you have the Dodgers and the Giants are the top two teams in the AL West, they have been the last couple years. Both gone to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You supplant one of them, you should go to the playoffs.
And I think they'll supplant the Giants.
Yes, I think the Giants will struggle. I don't think their pitching is nearly as strong. I think they have the same lineup there, but I believe they have some guys who are getting older.
At the same time, Arizona's going to be stronger. San Diego's still terrible. Arizona's going to be stronger than they were last year.
Arizona's going to be stronger.
But the one reason why the Colorado Rockies will not win the National League West is the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are the best team in the National League, I believe. I watched them today, and they look scary good.
I'm sure they look scary good, but the problem with the LA Dodgers is that they have all sorts of weirdos in their locker room, in their clubhouse.
Dude, that doesn't matter. I mean, weirdos in the locker room or clubhouse does not matter when it comes to winning championships.
Especially
in baseball. I mean, back in 1985, 86, when the Red Sox went to the World Series, the common saying was, you know, nine guys on the field, nine separate taxis home after the game. I mean, they did not get along. They had weirdos.
But the difference is that the Dodgers have issues with trying to get enough playing time because there's almost too many good. They have too many big time good players.
Well, that's why they're going to get rid of Puig.
Well, maybe not.
Oh yeah, they have to. Because they've got better players than Puig, and they sent him down to the minor leagues last year.
But not because of anything that he does on the field. It's because his off the field stuff. He's immature. He has perhaps the best arm in the major leagues.
But his swing is not good.
He can swing for. But he does have power. He can be better than Dave Kingman, for instance.
When he makes contact, he can take it out of the park. The problem is he hasn't.
Oftentimes he's a little bit too reckless on the bag, but he can. But that's okay. I think that he makes up for it, and he's an exciting. I think he would be a great addition to a lot of teams, and I frankly believe that the reasons why he's not in there have more to do with what Dan Le Batard would call sort of the whiteness of baseball, and I don't agree with him in terms of that, but I do think there is this sort of this U.S. American deal that you have to act like you've been there before and stifle celebration, where the Latino teams tend to have more celebration. I think that if we were more accepting of it, I believe that Yasiel Puig would be great. In fact, I wouldn't mind seeing Yasiel Puig in Colorado.
I don't care. Bring him here. I mean, he's not a great player anymore.
He's like 28.
He has not been the player that he showed the promise to be when he first came up.
Well, because everyone's like getting on his butt.
Oh, come on. You have plenty of white players in the Major League Baseball in Major League Baseball right now who agree that we should be more demonstrative in
No,
in
I know.
Game. So I don't buy that.
But
at all.
I'm not talking about the players who say that. I am saying that there are enough players and enough managers who believe that you should act like you've been there before. I'm just, instead of having the enthusiasm of doing something that is perhaps the hardest thing in sports to do, which is hit a baseball being thrown in malice.
Yeah, I don't think that's why he's not starting or playing regularly for the Dodgers.
I think that they have too many players.
They have too many good players. How he plays.
Yes, because.
Has nothing to do with his.
No, he's trying to fit in. I'm not saying that. Listen, I'm not saying that they're the reason. I'm saying that Yasiel Puig has tried to fit in, and I believe that he's not the type of player he can be when he's not playing the way he would be playing, say, in Cuba.
Then trade him to Miami. He'd be able to be in a community that is probably more accepting of him, and he'd probably feel more comfortable down there playing with a team that has a lot of Cuban support.
And that's the problem. Kyocha. Yeah, they don't go there.
But they wouldn't hammer him like they do in L.A.
Oh my God, no, they would be worse.
I don't think so. I think they'd embrace him.
In some ways, but all the Venezuelans that were down there all the Cubans that were down there would be just like, I don't know. I mean, I
just don't think the Rockies are going to be able to surpass the Dodgers. Plus, I mean, the National League is kind of loaded with some really good teams. You've got the Cubs. You've got the Cardinals, who are always good. The Mets are going to be really good again. The Nationals are going to live up to what they're supposed to do finally. I think they'll go to the playoffs. But I do not believe they're going to end up winning the National League West. I would love to see it. But in order for that to happen, their bullpen has got to be spectacular.
Their bullpen has been looked like it's pretty darn good.
It's one game in, man. We've been burned by this before. Their starting pitcher has to stay healthy, and they have to maintain. It's what you said Friday. They've got to give us six solid innings every time they go out, and at least keep us in the game in those six innings.
Well, here's the thing: is I think that you can get 7 and 8 innings from a John Gray. I think you can get 7 and 8 innings from Anderson, and also the two young guys who are at the back end. But what we saw today that I think is so important was that you saw a bullpen that could come in, and if someone got into trouble, which John Gray of all people got into trouble. And I think you saw a bullpen that came in and said, "Don't worry, son. We got this from here." Bang. And that's what you need. They just look different.
You know what I saw? I saw a starting pitcher pitch really well for 5 innings and hit a wall. That's going to happen sometimes, first time out. But then I saw a bullpen that kind of played with fire a little. Ottavino had guys on second and third with no outs. He pulled it off. And our closer, I mean, we had too many walks by our bullpen, but they didn't allow any runs, and they only allowed one hit. If they can keep this up, then yeah, Colorado's got a chance to win the division.
Well,
but
I will just tell you,
big task.
Well, here's the thing, okay? You have a lot of other aspects that come into here. For instance, you can have how many pitchers got injured with the ACL or the Tommy John? Those can happen all the time.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. If it ain't the melody,